Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to the Share Talk CEO interview. I'm delighted to be joined by David Archer, as CEO at Savannah Resources. How are you today, David?
Very well indeed, thanks, Zach.
Okay, we haven't spoken for quite a while. The last time I left it, you were flying over the Omani Desert. Presumably you've done more things than that since.
Yes, been sort of doing a little bit of travel, a little bit more sort of European focused because of our lithium project in Portugal.
Right. Okay, so you're sort of firing on various fronts. What's the priority at the moment?
The clear priority front and centre is our Mina de Brosso lithium project in Portugal, where we released our scoping study today, and it really outlined a very robust, very appealing project with some numbers that I think President Trump would call beautiful numbers.
Okay, and I mean, in terms of the scale of this project, can you give us some perspective on that?
Well, in terms of the resource, at 14.1 million tonnes, it's actually Western Europe's largest resource of spodumene lithium. We hope to increase that in coming months and years. But what we've scoped out with the scoping study is a potential mine development which would operate at a run of mine rate, in other words, how much we physically mine, of about 1.3 million tonnes per annum, have a mine life of about 11 years, and will produce about 175,000 tonnes of spodumene concentrate per annum, and would sort of has all of the credentials that suggest it will be the first major lithium mine in Western Europe. So it's particularly exciting, and particularly because of the very strong demand dynamics around lithium at the moment, with the fast-growing electric vehicle market and industrial-scale storage of electricity using batteries to complement renewables generation.
So, I mean, just on a broader view, I mean, how much can lithium take the strain in terms of being, you know, the alternative to fossil fuels, and also, as you said, a backup to conventional energy uses?
Well, I think there's some tectonic shifts that are pretty obvious that are going on at the moment, both on a global basis, of course, with the Paris Accords. And I think on national bases as well, we're seeing limitations on the use of internal combustion engines in cities such as Paris and here in London, of course. So I think all of those influences will go to sort of increase the demand for electric vehicles, and of course the demand for lithium, which is the material that will actually power them. I think the major challenge really will be for the mining industry to be able to sort of step up to produce the required volumes of lithium in the time scales that are required. And I think that's one of the very significant advantages of the Mina de Brosso project. We've clearly got it very much on a fast track. We've got a granted mining lease, and we're targeting early production early in 2020. So we're setting a blistering pace, and we're charging ahead with great confidence.
Speaking of blistering paces, the share price seems to have responded well to the lithium activities of your company, whereas before, I think when we were on the copper side of in Oman, etc., things were rather more, flat. Is this the game changer for your company? Are you still looking at developing your other resources around the world?
Well, we've deliberately put together a very sort of solid portfolio of projects, both in copper and mineral sands. The mineral sands project is a world-class mineral sands deposit in joint venture with the global major Rio Tinto, and the copper deposits in Oman are high grade, albeit small. But I think for the time being, we're really looking to sort of showcase what we also have in Portugal. And I suppose what we're really also trying to do is broaden the market's understanding of the potential for lithium in Europe. And on the London Stock Exchange, there haven't been that many opportunities to invest directly in lithium. And so I think that sort of understanding and excitement is now building, and sort of clearly the equity capital markets here in London have particularly warmed to our story over the last few weeks, and we now enjoy a very sort of solid market capitalization and very well traded.
Well, presumably your funding needs are currently have been met, and you've got your partner, you know, you mentioned Rio, etc. Is that one of the big headaches out of the way?
We like all developing mining groups, you know, we all have capital requirements in the period up to sort of going into production. We believe that a project like Mina de Barroso will see very strong funding interest, both from potential strategic partners. We're looking to layer in a offtake agreement as well. And, you know, we've sort of seen very sort of strong funding interest in other lithium projects internationally. Nemaska in Canada, for example, secured many hundreds of US dollar millions of financing in recent weeks. So it really does sort of show that the debt and equity capital markets are very keen to get behind well-credentialed lithium mine developments.
So there's a bit of a gold rush in lithium at the moment, so to speak.
Yes, although, you know, like all mining projects, they're all hard. Even the best projects are tough, maybe a little bit less tough, but it requires hard work, dedication, and I'm pleased to say we've got a very able team who is well positioned to sort of deal with all the slings and arrows and challenges that face us all.
Well, I mean, without wishing to flatter you unnecessarily, it seems that the turnaround in terms of your lithium project was rather quicker than the standalone companies on the market, which are only lithium-based. So I think literally the last time I spoke to you or interviewed you, the lithium project was a dot on the horizon, and it's already seems to be gaining critical mass. So you seem to have turned that around rather quickly. But in terms of what's going to happen next, what are we looking at for the rest of the year?
It should be a pretty active agenda. I think as a result of the scoping study, that naturally leads into a full feasibility study, and we'll be looking at reviewing various sort of proposals by engineering consultants to undertake that study on our behalf. Of course, we've got to continue with a very active drilling program on site at the moment. We, on the back of that, we anticipate having further resource upgrades during the balance of the year and going into 2019. There's certainly the potential for alignments to be announced with potential strategic partners and off-takers. So I'd rather hope, and we're certainly working towards having a whole series of milestones between now and the end of the year being achieved.
Finally, obviously you've got your hands full at the moment. Are you still looking for other projects?
I think we're sort of pretty sort of tapped out at the moment. So I think we're pretty happy with the current sort of portfolio as it stands, and we'll certainly just be sort of concentrating on continuing to add value with the existing portfolio.
David Archer, CEO at Savannah Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.